industries, timber, construction, heavy construction, natural gas. My experience, and I've had 4 business trips there last year, is that Koreans are extremely interested in doing business in Alaska, but there's a lack of basic information which they need in order to be able to invest and buy the natural resources and other products which Alaska has to sell. The establishment of an office in Korea by the state of Alaska, I think, would be a very good money investment. Paid back many times to the state of Alaska by the business that it would promote. There's some very basic questions which Korean businesses have regarding the permits that are necessary to purchase products from Alaska, to form joint ventures, and the kinds of things that there's no substitute for, but to have an office there that on a daily basis can answer questions and can help link up Alaskan businesses and Korean businesses. The other observation I have is that I think the time to open an office is now. Several of the projects that I've been involved in are natural resource projects, which have very long lead times, and Alaska can't kid themselves. They are competing on an international market scale with other countries for coal, timber, and the other products that we have. The Koreans, as the Japanese have done, seek out the best deal they can get. And once they make a commitment, it's a long, long time for them to bring it online. And now is the time for Korea, which has very few natural resources, to link up with Alaska so we can lock in that business for the benefit of Alaska. If we don't act now, I'm afraid it'll be a situation like Japan. Japan shops around the world, and I think we've lost a lot of opportunity there, and I think now's the time to take advantage of the Korean opportunity. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Bittner, for testifying. Is someone else testifying?
Yes, he's approaching the mic.
Mr. Chairman and committee members, my name is Bill Knoll. I am employed by Sunil Alaska Corporation, and I've been dealing with Koreans and especially with coal export project for the past 4 years. I want to endorse the comments made by my predecessors at the microphone, both here in Washington, who have voiced support for the establishment of a separate office in Seoul, Korea, representing the state of Alaska. 4 years ago, the Republic of Korea government established a full consulate here in Anchorage with a very high-ranking diplomat of consulate general rank heading that office. Anchorage, and that is Alaska, enjoys that privilege along with very few other cities in the United States of America. We've been very fortunate in having very well-qualified people at that office, now, for example, headed by the man who was formerly number 2 man in New York City. Make no mistake about it, the Republic of Korea has targeted the United States and Alaska in particular for increase in two-way trade. I think that is probably especially remarkable in the fact that, or to be remarked upon, because of the decrease in two-way trade that Korea has previously enjoyed with the Mideast. It is my firm belief, based on my personal and business experiences with Korean businesses, that we are going to see, in the 80s, a tremendous increase in visits here in Alaska by Korean firms, with the idea of not only buying from us, but also investing in Alaska. Since the establishment of the consular office here in Anchorage, without doubt, the awareness and knowledge on the part of Korean government officials and business people has increased markedly. I know from personal experience that most government officials and businessmen I met with in, say, 1979 thought of Alaska as the home of the salmon and the polar bear, a place for stopovers at Anchorage International Airport, and not much more. Since that time, and I believe our two-way trade figures can bear this out, there has been an increase in knowledge to a high degree. We have even had the president of Korea stop here for an official briefing a year ago, in which some of the people in this room took part, as well as Governor Hammond, Speaker Hayes, and others. I believe that Korean firms will be encouraged not only to buy from Alaska, but to invest here. I endorse this office's establishment because we are dealing across international boundaries. If I may, with all due respect, make an acronym available to the committee for their consideration. Due respect to Dr. Thayer. I think it kind of brings things home. Alaska has no special niche in history as far as selling its resources is concerned. Alaska resources are not destined, that is, to go to the Far East. Our biggest competition, Alaska's biggest competition in the Pacific Rim, is the CIA, if I can use that acronym. And I refer, of course, to Canada, Indonesia, and Australia. And there are others. The mainland China, Soviet Union, and others who want to sell their resources and are just as well blessed as the state of Alaska is. Alaska's resources have to be marketed. They have to be well represented, centered, and sold.
Excuse me, sir. This is the moderator in Juneau. Mr. Knowles, I think Representative Calvary needs to interrupt at this point.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Bill. We have a pretty tight schedule, and I was wondering if we have anybody there to testify against the bill. If they have, perhaps they could put it down on a piece of paper or write us a letter, because we are due on the. In fact, we're 5 minutes late now for being on the floor, and I appreciate anybody that hasn't had an opportunity to testify to send their written testimony in favor of this bill. It's my intention that that we'll move this bill at the next committee. That'll be tomorrow morning. Representative Furness would like to make one comment.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. To Mike Gay, I've had a chance to read your report and want to commend you on it. It was a very well done report. I look forward to debating this on the House floor. I think we can make it better. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Representative Furness. And thank you to the rest of the members of the committee.
Yes, I want to apologize. We're running late. I've missed the prayer, but I think the other people need the prayer more than I do. And
I doubt that.
And anyway, I'm sitting here alone now, and the rest of the committee is broke for the floor. So I appreciate your time this morning and in support of the bill.
As the moderator in Juneau, we want to thank you for your participation, and again remind you that. There are those staff there at the Anchorage Information Office that can relay any public opinion messages in time if you have any fears or doubts that your written testimony would not be received. I can assure you that the staff there can get it to the committee
right
here
now.
In time. And with that, I believe we'll have one final comment before Chairman Calvary leaves for the House session.
Yes, I would like just to urge everybody, I know writing a letter is sometimes good intentions, it doesn't happen, but while you're there in the teleconference network, just to send the message down via them right this morning, and we'll have it today. I appreciate it. And thanks again for showing up.
Bye, Dorothy. She's already gone.
And that will terminate the teleconference. Thanks to all the moderators who participated.